All right. To be honest with you, last night I did get some sleep. Not like the fifth dimension there, and I didn't get any sleep at all. But, yeah, it's a, I don't know. It's a Sunday thing. It's like you're anticipating the work week, right? So.
Yep. I always have trouble sleeping.
Christine Loesch is with us. She is the director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center. It's you're thinking and your brain's already activated. You're already, you get your agenda set and you're working on it before you even go to work.
Yes, so, right. That's what I do in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee.
My gosh. It's like, leave it alone. Wait until you get to work. So
exactly. Anyway. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's do our national days. We'll go through those pretty quick here. I guess no surprise to tell people it's tax day. I think they are probably pretty aware of that. So it's also Take a Wild Guess Day.
Is that for the taxes? It goes maybe, for the taxes.
Maybe the two are connected somehow. All right. So we also have the Rubber Eraser Day today. Oh, so I guess that's to erase mistakes on your income
on your
tax
taxes.
Form.
Yeah, this is all connected.
Yeah. It's also Titanic Remembrance Day. So.
Actually, the Titanic did sink on this
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, that has nothing to do with taxes.
No.
All right. So we also have Laundry Day, and I don't know why they just picked this day randomly for Laundry Day. But we also have Purple Up. Now, that one I had to look up, and basically it's to honor the children of military families and what they have to go through.
Wow, yeah.
Because, you know, when kids, their parents are deployed. Yeah. Sometimes they don't get to see them for months on end.
Yeah, it's tough.
Or maybe years, you know, so... And last but not least, we always have a food item, and today it's glazed spiraled ham.
Oh, that's interesting.
We'd have thought that would have been closer to Easter or Christmas.
Oh, you know, sometimes Easter is in April, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that could be. So, anyway.
I thought it would be something like sugary or, you know,
oh, sure.
Get you through the last minutes.
No, they wanted to go with something of substance today for some reason, but... Maybe that's because people are distracted by their taxes and taking wild guess. So anyway, people don't have to guess why you're here. You're here to tell us about what's going on at the senior center.
Yeah, so we have a busy week. Actually, right now we're closed. We're closed till noon, but the Sheep's Head is still going on. That's the usually on Monday mornings they play. They're over at the library playing in one of the rooms over at the library. But Envision Fond du Lac is using our facility this morning.
Okay.
Our diabetes prevention group starts tomorrow afternoon. You need to be signed up for that ahead of time, so you need to give me a call. And also it's just in our newsletter, the numbers to call and stuff like that. And then on Wednesday, Susie Menk from the library is going to come over.
Oh.
Love Your Library, which we love our library. She comes over and reads to us and answers any questions and helps people with the different apps like Libby and such. We have an art project. And this is in addition to all our just regular scheduled things. We have an art project. We're going to paint flower pots, or you can paint a canvas if you want to. And then on Friday, we've actually our tone and stretch. We've added a day. It's usually on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, but it's also on Friday afternoons at 2:00. And then the Parks and Rec is doing a tree planting on the 19th. So
you can Arbor Day.
Yeah. You can plant some trees if you want to help out. The holes will already be dug and stuff like that. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go on ripandrecdesk.com.
Yeah, I think the mayor has some kind of proclamation out for that.
Yep. So everybody, all those trees that had to be cut down because they were dead, this is replacing a lot of those. It's through a grant. So I don't remember how many, but it's like 30 trees that they're going to plant.
Oh, yeah.
So quite a few.
That was a nice grant that they got for that. So.
Yep.
All right. Well,
so that's what's up.
Thank you for telling us about that, Christine.
Sure,
appreciate
no problem.
It. So the rest of the day, just take a wild guess.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
That is Christine Loesch, who is the director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center. We appreciate her joining us this morning.